Welcome to the M3HF Echolink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
KC3KZD, AB3WG.
Steve's over on 145.33 at the moment. WOE3TOY.
Yeah, this is KC3KZD.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard you over on the Calvin's back in the day net. I thought somebody was calling you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, somebody on here called me. I heard it.
Hey, Steve, AB3WG. How's my audio?
Hey, you sound good, Chris. How's mine?
Sounding fine. I wanted to just give you a little feedback on tonight's net. Great job, since we have a little time here. Two things. The first thing, when stations check in, it's great if you can acknowledge them by using their call sign. For example, W3YVQ, thanks for WL2K, blah, 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 whatever else you want to say. And that way it just avoids confusion. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sorry about that. I think that's one of the things that you had said something to me before about just using call signs. I was using names. You're right. My fault.
No worries at all. Just a pointer. I learned that myself. And the other thing, you did a great job of handling my little question. There's two ways you can do that. The first way is the way you did it, by having anyone respond immediately. And the other thing I wanted to point out, if there's traffic to be passed, formal traffic, of course, that would be handled first, and then any informal traffic, such as words for another station or words for the net. And then also, you can just specify that the question could be answered upon excusal. So in other words, like Father Al did, when you excused him, he voiced his response to my question. So that's the other way you can do that. If you're pressed for time and there's a bunch of traffic, just have them respond upon excusal, and that way we don't take up a lot of time, especially with an open-ended question like I asked tonight. I mean, the discussion could have gone on for 15, 20 minutes, and then we wouldn't have had enough time to pass traffic if there was any. So I just thought I'd mention that, but great job. I really appreciate it.
Welcome to the WV3GX W Repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
AB3WG. I forgot we were on the computer. I just answered your question on the Shawsville repeater. I'm so used to picking up the microphone and talking, I probably interrupted the net, so I apologize to them. AB3WG, do you hear my comment?
KC3KZD, AB3WG, I didn't hear your response, Steve.
Okay, what I said was, I would have changed that on the fly, but you're correct. If I had had traffic, I would have not done it that way. I actually did that consciously, made a decision, and went ahead and went with it. But you're right, I would have done it differently.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Just something I wanted to point out, and it's this whole thing, there's a lot of little nuances to this traffic net, and it's helpful to have some feedback. So I thank you again for taking the net, and great job. And one of these days, if a day opens up, I'd love to have you step in there. So thanks for getting back with me here and having me test my audio. I think sometimes this computer doesn't transmit properly, so I'll have to be careful on that. Thanks, AB3WG. We'll stand by.
KC3KZD to KB3JQQ.
Well, now it's a little too low. You just want to be peeking on the yellow, not deep into it. KB3JQQ.
Okay, I'll go in and change it, and I'll call you right back.
I mean, you could just do it while you're talking. Just turn that TX knob and until you get to just peeking on the yellow, like you see me doing here. KB3JQQ.
Yeah, I'm actually not using the signaling right this minute, so but I am adjusting it as we're talking. see where we're at. I had it on 100%, so how does that sound now?
I guess it's okay. I did just turn up the volume a bit. I was in lurk mode here. All right, get ready to... Well, we got another 8 minutes here. All right, just looking at the list here, I see a couple of new call signs I haven't seen before. Welcome to the new guys, and Merry Christmas. All right, standing by. KB3JQQ.
All right, Scott, thank you very much for your feedback. And this is KC3KZD, standing by.
All right, folks, we'll be getting started here in just about 5 minutes, so settle in, and we'll get the net started here in just a little bit. KV3MXM.
Welcome to the WV3GX, W repeat, in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
All right, folks, we'll get started here in about a minute or so. So make sure you got your audio checked, and you know where the... You know where the button's at, and we'll get started here in just a moment. This is KB3MXM. This is the monthly Maryland DC Section Echolink Net. Stand by.
Welcome to the M3HF Echolink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
All right, very good. I've got 8 p.m., and thank you for joining us this evening for our last 2018 Echolink Net for the Maryland section. My name is Marty. I'm your section manager and host this evening. Thank you very much for joining us. I will tell you that my commute this evening was not spectacular by any means. It took a long time to drive from D.C. Traffic's pretty bad out there in some places. All right, let's go ahead and get started. This is our monthly net. It meets on the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. here on the WB3GXW WASH_DC Echolink node number 6154. This net will last for approximately 1 hour, or we might finish early tonight. Also like to welcome our repeaters who have also linked in this evening. And we'll have repeaters from, as you just heard, from Ocean City through Central Maryland, Southern Maryland, the District of Columbia, and Western Maryland. So I hope you all enjoy the net this evening. Stand by. All right, we're coming to the end of this year, and we've had a rather spectacular year here in the section. Lots of activities going on, both in emergency communications and events. We've been very fortunate to be good partners with our Maryland Emergency Management Agency, especially the Department of Health Services under the SF6 umbrella. And we've also cooperated with lots of activities, both exercises and COMEXs at hospitals and airports and other functions, as well as all of the social meetings and events and special events and fundraisers that Amateur Radio participates in every year. You are the voice of the Amateur Radio service. You are the voice of Amateur Radio. And as you continue to serve both your communities and your leadership as well as each other, I encourage you to look forward to another great year next year, and hopefully it will not be as unfortunate for many, and we'll have a chance to enjoy it and then reflect on it. So for this evening, I'm not going to go through the agenda. You all have the section news, or you know where to find it online, so we're not going to read through that, but we're going to have an opportunity maybe to have everybody give us a little bit of information about your holiday plans or what you're planning to do at the end of the year, or maybe that special gift that you're going to get for this season. Also, being the end of the year, a lot of things come to an end. So we're closing out 18 to start 19. And I'm looking forward to our amateur radio clubs and our section staff and members of the MDC section to share their knowledge and their experience and the opportunity to share with each other so we can all benefit from it. There's lots of activities that are looking for volunteers. And so that's what we do best. Stand by. All right, very good. As they say in sailing, I'm single-handed this evening, so I got your note. I'll call Paul and have him give a report from the repeater. Thank you. All right, continuing on here. So let's go ahead and go to our repeaters. Maybe we can get some more participants here, and then we'll go around the horn and get comments from everyone. And Paul, KB3KWT, do you would you like to check in and then call any stations on the K2JAI repeater system for me? Thank you.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Is there anybody else on the repeater tonight?
Whiskey Julia 3 Kilo.
Member 3 Sierra Echo Oscar.
Copy Gordon and Mike. I could not copy the third person.
Alpha Delta 9 Oscar.
You want to go with your comments?
All right, let's go with November 3. November 3 first, and then we'll move to Gordon.
Good evening, all. This is N3SEO. All's quiet on the home front, and plan to have a quiet Christmas at home. Back to that, N3SEO.
All right, let's go with WJ3K. Gordon, go ahead.
Good evening, all. WJ3K here. Still working on putting the polishing on the interoperability framework, and I can present that to our leaders whenever they want to see it. This is WJ3K.
Okay, Gordon, very good. That's good news indeed. And I do want Tom, our division director, to be present when we do this, because I think it's valuable to not only this section but many others to see the fine example that you're showing. So thank you very much for your time, and thanks, Frank, for your comments. Let's go to Paul. After Paul, we'll go to Alpha Delta 9 Oscar. Paul, do you have a few comments, sir?
Well, I'm ready for Christmas. It'll be a quiet Christmas. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And back to the net.
Okay, Paul, very good. Let's go to Alpha Delta 9 Oscar.
Just getting ready. Other than that, about it. Merry Christmas to you and all the sections
back. All right, Alpha Delta 9 Oscar, we got just and then that's it, and section staff and not all of that. Give me just a second. Hang in there. We'll get right back to you in just a moment. All right, let's go from the top of my list, because I have to update the list in just a second. Let's go with WI3J. Stu, go ahead.
Well, good evening, everyone. WI3J, Stu here in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Just listening along here. Just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, prosperous New Year, hopefully. And back to you. Thank you for picking me up, WI3J.
All right, very good. Thank you, Stu. Let's go down to Ken, KG4USN, Assistant Section Manager and External Affairs. He's our PIC, Public Information Coordinator. And thank you, Ken, for joining us this evening. A few words, please.
Good evening, all. I hope you're hearing me. Happy holidays to everybody. I'm working on some antenna projects and starting to fool around with this new-to-me amplifier, so that'll be fun. Really, thanks for everyone for showing up to the net, and thanks for everybody's hard work and dedication throughout the year. A note on what Gordon's working on. When you guys all see this document, you are not going to believe how much work Gordon has put into this. Thank you, Gordon. Really appreciate that. I think that's it for me for this round, and back to Marty.
All right, very good, thank you. Let's try Alpha Delta 9 Oscar again. Like I said, it wasn't that your audio was poor, it was just it was some and then it was none and then it was some again. Let's try Alpha Delta 9 Oscar again. Go ahead. Yeah, that's low, but you're readable. Go ahead.
Okay. Something weird's going on with the radio. What I had said before. Getting ready to head to Florida for a week. My partner and I are going down there to set up some radio projects. We've been working on a portable repeater together, as well as figuring out how to do some HF antenna at the house. It's actually that put in 73890.
Okay, very good. Hey, Florida in the wintertime, you know, that's a kind of blessing in disguise. They've had quite a bit of weather down there. All right, very good. Thank you for joining us this evening. Let's get Philip, W3ICF, sir, and call your repeater.
Good evening, Marty. W3ICF here. I haven't heard anybody out there, so I'll just make a check there and see. This is W3ICF looking for RF check-ins on the 146730 repeater. Come ahead, please. Net's waiting on you. Marty, I don't see anybody out there looking at the looking at the computer up there, and I don't hear anybody on the RF side, so just me, I guess, tonight. And everything's going about par for course up here. And we'll turn it back to net control. I don't have anything of any importance to add at this time. W3ICF, back to net control.
Okay, Phil, thank you very much. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC section EchoLink net on WB3GXW's node for Wash underscore DC. Next, we're going to go to the WB3GXW. Now, John, I saw your text. Your voice is gone, so maybe you can just send CW over EchoLink. I think you can get away with that. All right, so he's listening. But is there any other stations checked in on the RF side of WB3GXW? Like to check in with the net? Your call signs, please.
Welcome to the M3HF EchoLink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
All right, nothing heard there. Thank you. Voice a mess. Yeah, I've only had that happen to me once. It was pretty bad. All right, thanks, John. And I got Mike. He says he's messed up pretty good, too, with a sore throat, so Paul took care of that. Thanks a lot, Mike. Let's go, listen to me, let's go down to WB2DCF, Delta Charlie Foxtrot.
Good evening, Marty, and good evening to the rest of the group. This is Dean here in Annapolis. Just thought I'd check in here this evening and say hello. I'm still getting ready for the holidays, so I'll probably get back to it. And I have no further traffic, so I'll send it back to you, WB2DCF.
November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Milford, stand buoy.
And there's Milford. Okay, Milford, thank you very much, sir. Stand by just a moment. Let's go to, look, I got a new one on here. Link System, Steven. Man, that just makes my day. Kilo Charlie 3, Kilo Zulu Delta. Go ahead and check in for me this evening, and let's know what's going on in your neck of the woods. Go ahead.
Coming from you from the Annapolis repeater, I was having trouble with EchoLink, and so I choose to go over here and go RF. So nothing big going on up here in Bel Air, just getting a little bit chillier. Weather's still good, so that's about it. That's what I got going on. So send it back to net control, KC3KZD.
All right, fantastic. Thank you. And let's go to Scott, KB3JQQ, sir, and thank you for checking in. Go ahead and let us know what's going on and any stations on your side.
All right, well, I doubt there's any stations around here. But anyway, nothing going on here. 57 degrees out. You stick your face out there, and it feels like a heat wave, but, you know, it's not going to last. Anyway, I'll say Merry Christmas to all, and I'll pass it back so you can keep on rolling. KB3JQQ.
All right, very good. Thank you, Scott. Let's go to N3HF, Ocean City, Maryland. Anybody checked into that system would like to check into the net here? Your call signs, please. Okay, nothing heard. Let's go to Stephen, KC3DSO, Delta Sierra Oscar, sir. Go ahead.
KC3DSO to everyone on the net. Thank you, Marty. I just want to say Merry Christmas and a very prosperous New Year to everyone. PG Aries has our first quarterly hospital drill the first Thursday in January. I think it's the 4th. We're going to be doing some WinLink stuff, but we're going to be running radio-only hubs, no nodes. And we're going to see how that works out for passing messages up and down the county. And that's about it. Back to net. Thank you again, Marty. KC3DSF.
All right, very good, Stephen. Thank you very much. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know, the PG Group does an awful lot of, I will tell you, exploration when it comes to message traffic. So you should really be following them, both on your Yahoo group and their activities. Great group down there. You got some pretty heavyweights down there when it comes to knowledge. You've got Jim, Wanda, Steve, and many, many others that work through the PG Group, and you know, not to say any more or less about any other group, but they do quite a bit of that, and I know they encourage everyone to participate, and they get things done. Thanks again for joining us this evening. Let's go to Milford, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, fine. Thanks, Marty. From November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. First of all, I wanted to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from my house to yours, and that the HolidayNet is doing very well. We got between 10 and 18 check-ins on a daily basis. And the other thing I want to talk about is the Frost Fest, which is a Roanoke Division convention down at Richmond. We still got room on our bus leaving Davidsonville, going down there. We leave at 6 o'clock in the morning and be back at Davidsonville by 6 o'clock that evening. The fare will include the entry fee into Frost Fest. So give us a call. You can look up the information on W3VPR.org. Go to the Activities tab, and you'll see Rock Frost Fest on there. With that, I'll say 73. You're running good, net, Marty, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah, that saves, that's like 2.5 hours. And depending on the weather, it could be longer. But, yeah, you should really look into that. And while you're while you're advertising, you know, also this section has a Twitter account, and it's at symbol MDCARRL. And you can find that. It's pretty easy. And all kinds of stuff gets posted there. When we have bad weather, you post information about possible flooding. When we have storms, about areas that are under warnings, as reminders, special events, you know, the meteor shower. Anybody check the news? Meteor shower is coming. If you're a ping jockey, you're going to be up there hoping for some burn. So check that out. Also the Facebook page, and we also send out monthly on the news. You see that comes into your email. If it doesn't, get your profile changed on your league web page. Go in there, say you want to see section news, and it'll come right through and go to your email, or you can find it also on the league at the MDC section is another place to find it. And just a reminder that if you have things you would like to put in the section or post online or things like that, make sure you send them forward to the staff. It's my call sign at the league. Send it up here. We'll get it distributed, get it to the right people, and it'll get on there for everyone to share. Thanks again. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC EchoLink net here on the WB3GXW WASH DC _ EchoLink node. Please stand by. All right, very good. Let's see if KB3WQI, let's see if he's still in there, checked in on his phone. See if you're still there. Go ahead.
KB3WQI in the group. Yep, I'm still here, checked in a little bit late, but sitting here between the EchoLink net and eating dinner, and everything's going good here in Red Lion, Pennsylvania. The rain is falling. It's not snow, thankfully. First day of winter is here, so it should start to get longer days. Excites me. And Christmas is almost here. So with that, if you don't find it offensive, I'd like to wish everybody Merry Christmas. And if you do, then I apologize. KB3WQI, 73 off.
All right, very good. Thank you for doing that and checking in with us. I'm going to go to our Baltimore Traffic Net Manager, Chris. Thank you, Chris, for checking in. Hey, guess where I'm not? I'm not in Puerto Rico this year, so I'm kind of enjoying a little bit of winter weather we're having, or at least cooler weather, but outside it's feeling kind of tropical. And so, Chris, off to you. AB3 Whiskey Golf. Go ahead.
Good evening, Marty. Thank you very much. It's great to hear you and everyone on the net. I haven't been around so much, and I'm glad to be back here with everybody on the section conference. And that's number one. Number two, the Baltimore Traffic Net has a newer net control station I just want to recognize, and that is KC3KZD Steve, who we just heard from a little while ago on this net. And he's doing a fine job helping us out and learning along with us the nuances of running directed traffic nets. And he's doing a great job, and I wanted to give him a shout-out here on this net. So KC3KZD, very good job there on newer net control station on the Baltimore traffic net. So 7-3 to everybody, Merry Christmas, and great to hear everybody. This is AB3WG.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris, for doing that. And Chris doing an absolutely fantastic job on the Baltimore Traffic Net. You're going to hear that net nightly at 6:30 on 145.33, no PL tone. And the repeater is located in Shawlsville, Maryland, with a good coverage area of mostly central Maryland. And we get some Pennsylvania stations in there as well. The traffic system provides ready-made communications, message handling, and situational reporting for situations where other communications may not be available or might be hampered. And it's a good way of understanding net operations. You might find yourself actually part of a net operations, and being part of your local nets, especially on a traffic site, allows you to get familiar with that. So listen in, kind of check the rhythm, see how they're doing things. Chris is a great source of information and knowledge. I know, I'm sorry, Chris, I'm doing it to do. But ask Chris, and he can certainly get you the information. All right, so thanks again, Chris. All right, let's see, where am I at? Okay, not quite there. Let's keep going. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you got here on your tagline, Little Falls, New York. Kilo, Bravo, 3, Echo, Foxtrot, Sierra. Go ahead, sir.
Q.
Hey, Marty, while I've got a quiet piece of time here, because the second harmonic is feeding her face, and she is less than 12 hours from turning 2 years old. Yeah, she's talking in the background. I'm on babysitter duty, a.k.a. grumpy papa duty, and I'm being summoned, so I got to cut it short. 7-3 all, KB3EFS.
Marty asked the net to stand by in the text box.
Good evening, all. Hey, there's something going on Marty's side. This is Ken, KG4USN. Those of you that are not watching on the text on your smartphones but are listening on the repeaters, just everyone just stand by for a few minutes. Again, just stand by for a few minutes. Thank you.
All right. There we go. See, you just got to figure out how it works. All right. Well, something happened with the headset. It lost its connectivity, and I bailed out to another headset. That one finally did work. All right, folks, and thanks, Ken, for filling in there for just a moment. Let me get back to where I was. Stand by.
Oh, Marty, I thought I broke your microphone, KB3EFS.
No, I don't think so. My only comment to that was that it sounded like your radio room partner there was going to be a great DXer, because apparently he or she can break right through the pile and get people to listen. So I was going to say that, and then all of a sudden it just happened. All right, we're good to go. Let's continue on. Thanks, everybody, for helping out. All right, let's go to Kurt, WA3TOY. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Marty. You caught me with a mouthful. Anyway, we've been doing pretty good. Skywarn's been quiet. And on a kind of a bad note, I've got two of my four vehicles here at the house are not running properly. But I was able to get hold of a vehicle from work to get back and forth with. And I was able to put my two-meter rig in it. And on a better note, I've got a new toy I've been playing with, and you can probably hear one of the dogs in the background barking like crazy. So anyway, got a new scanner to play with. So anyway, back to you, and everyone have a Merry Christmas. WA3TOY.
All right, very good. Thanks, Kurt. Thank you very much for doing your Skywarn stuff. Yeah, very important. Good training indeed. All right, let's move down to Ray, K3RRP. Ray, a few words to the net, please.
Communicating to you from the eastern shore of Maryland over near Centerville. I'm also a little challenged on the mic button here on my iPad. This evening, it looks like it's working okay now, so I'm not going to hold the net. Just say thanks for picking me up, and sitting in listening along. K3RRP, back to net.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us there, Ray. And let's go to David, KB3KIA, Kilo Alpha India. Go ahead.
Thank you, Marty. This is Davis in Edgewood, Harper County. Just wanted to quickly call in, wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a great New Year. KB3KIA.
All right, David, thank you for joining us. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink net. Here in a WB3GXW's EchoLink node, Wash underscore DC, with repeaters linked in from Ocean City and throughout Maryland. Now let's go to November 3, Bravo X-ray Zulu. Tate, you're up. All right, maybe we'll come back to Tate. Let's go to Bill, Bravo, let's start over that one. Bill, Whiskey Bravo 3 Victor, go ahead. All right, Tate says mic problems on his end too. Yeah, I had to stop the application, restart it, and then go into Tools up here at the top, and then you go to Setup, Audio, and you have to make sure you have your input and output device. I don't know what happened. Who knows? All right, I'll put you on the do-over list here. Oops, wrong one. Stand by. Okay, do-over list. Let's go to Tommy, November 3, Tango, Juliet, Oscar. Go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Good evening, everybody on the net. I went to an interesting colloquium this week at the Hopkins APL about the Federal Emergency Communication Shared Resources High Frequency Radio Program, SHARES. I think the main takeaway is that participation is no longer restricted to federal agencies. Individuals can volunteer to be members. And it's dhs.gov/shares, S-H-A-R-E-S.
Yes, sir, Tommy. I was there also. Ross Merland. Ross Merland gave the presentation, and I think it was very well attended. And afterwards, there was a little Q&A session with some handouts, some trifolds, and then we had a little opportunity to do some social networking. And we walked out of the auditorium there, the Parsons Center. Yes, it's a great SHARES and MARS. As you hear those organizations that participate in communications, and it all starts with getting an amateur radio license. So you're already, if you're here listening to me now, you've already completed the hard part, and the rest of it is getting involved. So and always remember that communications, although you may be able and might have to do it from your location, it is important that those that are capable of going elsewhere to do communications are needed as well. So if you are ready to help remotely, to go to another location, it might be very austere there, you know, because of a disaster or because of an event. If you're willing to go and participate and get the training to do that, then these groups are looking forward to having you join them. Thank you very much, Tony. Let's go to we already did Frank. I already got those checked. We got Ray. Hugh! Look at that, K3HU. Go ahead, sir. You're next. All right, cool. While we wait for Hugh, I'm going to try Tate again. Did you get that audio working? Let's see if we can try it. Oh, it's not working. Okay, not working. Got it. All right, Hugh, got it. Let's go to Tate again, November 3, Bravo, X-ray Zulu. Let's see if that audio is working now.
Okay, hopefully everyone can hear me. This is Tate and 3PXZ, first time checking into the net. And it's going to be a quiet Christmas, just my wife and I. But I am celebrating a bit of a ham radio milestone today. I had my 75th CWQSO with a nice gentleman named Hal down in Atlanta, Georgia. So it's been a good day for me, and I just felt like telling the world about that. November 3, Bravo X-ray Zulu, back to the net.
All right, very good. Thank you. And now we have our section traffic manager, W3YVQ, Father Al. Father Al, a few words for the net. I know you showed up a little late. We were just talking about your holiday plans and getting everybody to say hello to each other. Go ahead, Al.
Roger. I hope that's enough time for the repeaters. Good evening, all. And getting ready for the holidays. Some people are planning to go Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve. you meet two kinds of folks there, frenzied last-minute people and people that are quite laid back enjoying the spirit of the holiday. And the employees are free of the big pushes, so they're very congenial. It's a fun day to shop. Anyhow, that's going to be a state holiday, so go figure. Let's see. Someone mentioned earlier about using data transmissions peer-to-peer, and it's true that you can work packet backdoor 1 with the multi-mode TNCs, WinMore and backdoor 3 peer-to-peer, and you can do that on HF bands or on the packet frequencies, etc. It's a fun way to converse and move traffic about, and that's one thing that Prince George's does very well. But also recommend to your leadership to be careful not to let people become inexperienced in making connections to the WinLink system outside, since disasters may not constrain themselves to your county borders, and NIMS and ICS functions spread over the entire disaster area. Plus, there are many other portions of the serving agency infrastructure in FEMA and other groups who may have offices still operating on the Internet that need to be conversed with ICS forms, etc., and break. And unfortunately, if everybody's wrapped up in peer-to-peer and suddenly you need to be able to make a connection to the network outside for one of your served agencies, suddenly you find yourself short of an HF op who can do it, or a packet op who can reach a functioning gateway station to get that mail through. So it's good to have certain assignees in a group who make sure that can be done when necessary. And it might be a home station to whom you relay traffic and he takes care of sending it out. And the WinLink packet gateways have an ability to forward traffic on HF when their internet connection fails. You have to enable that, but it comes with the tri-mode software package, which enables you to hook up a backdoor modem and make a connection to a gateway anywhere in the country and move mail in and out of that particular gateway's packet domain. Very helpful. And as a reminder, our NTS services now include, through Radio Relay International's digital traffic network, 24-hour, 7-day-a-week auto-forwarding on HF in parallel with WinLink, for the regular radiogram and for the new hybrid radiogram, which contains ICS formatted text between the breaks. And by that I mean messages that are created with the same facility you have for writing an email, with upper and lower case and all the punctuation that you would normally see in emails permitted. That fits between the breaks on the radiogram and it passes through the digital traffic network just fine. And of course you can use a radio email to forward radiograms of both types, and also mail to organizations like Shares and Ross, WA2WDT, and I have already had conversations about how we might do that during NIMS activations so that Shares traffic can be swapped along with Mars and other DoD people, etc. That includes Skywarn and the major weather offices of NOAA as well. Anyhow, enough on all that technical stuff. I wish sincerely for each and every one of you from our STM supported staff here in MDC, right, as well as the residue of the NTS here in the United States and their staff and Radio Relay International, my best wishes for a beautiful holiday. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one of you, and thank you sincerely for all of your service and help throughout the year. 73W3YVQ.
Okay, Father Al, thank you very much for that bit of knowledge, as I used to say when I first got started and I was involved in traffic nets. I would say book of knowledge, as each and everyone would share their experience and their knowledge and their guidance when it came to message handling, and I got to be pretty good at it, and also allowed me to improve my station immensely, because if I couldn't hear a repeater, or a lot of times when I would be on the VHF net, I would switch to the reverse to see if I could hear the input of that station into the repeater system. And as I improved my home station, more and more of those stations on the reverse side I could actually hear. And it was great to be able to experience that and to use that in a positive way. Thanks again for all of your help. All right, let's move on to Pete. Kilo Bravo 3, November, Juliet Kilo. KB3, NJK, Pete, go ahead.
This is KB3, NJK. To Marty and everybody on the net, thank you very much. I'm actually connected two ways here, via RF and also via Echolink. The microphone for Echolink does not seem to be cooperating. At any rate, I just wanted to check in because I did hear the net on RF here. And I want to wish everybody a very happy holiday, and I'm hoping that people are enjoying this warm. My shack, my upstairs front porch is right outside the shack here. Stepped out to see a full moon and lots of stars, but much. But again, anyway, let me wish everybody a happy holiday and turn it back to net control from KB3NJK.
Okay, very good, Pete. Thank you. And just another couple, you talk about the moon. Yes, the full moon. We've got the winter solstice. We've got the meteor shower. The Ursia's meteor's going to happen. Also, the comet. I got to see that before the rain came. Comet Wartenun. A very faint green. If you find the Seven Sisters Pleiades and you work sort of towards the 10 o'clock position, the comet is heading away from the Pleiades. So work your way backwards, kind of find the Pleiades and then work yourself to kind of the 10 o'clock position in the evening when they're up. And, excuse me, right now it's about a magnitude 4 and diminishing, but it's just a fuzzy green, very light green spot. And if you're an astronomer like I am, it's just a process of elimination. You just simply say, okay, that star, oh, that one's not on the chart. So also we've got that going on. Also, also we have, I think we beat the record on rain. We are actually, if I can find it here, we're above our average by several inches. And throughout November and December, by 5 or 6 inches. So things are quite wet. The ground is quite wet. And with the considerable rain we've had, flooding will continue with downstream areas. I've posted a lot of this on the Twitter account. So if you're looking for links to the national or to the Water Watch site for Maryland, you can see the stream gauges in your area, which you should be aware of. Also, information about Maryland, Maryland Emergency Management Agency's Osprey dashboard. It gives you a great representation of activities that are happening within the state, especially if you're an emergency communicator and you'd like to see kind of a quick dashboard of where there are incidents going on. And also, we've also got a DX, we got a contest coming up Saturday, this coming Saturday and Sunday. And don't forget, if you want to practice some of that digital mode, I posted before about shortwave radiogram. It's a shortwave station. It's out of Okeechobee, Florida, WRMI. They transmit in HF, and the program, which is 30 minutes, is transmitted in MSFK or other digital modes. They transmit text and images. So a good opportunity just to listen. So you can just link that right into your computer, turn on your FL Digi, and start copying that broadcast. Very easy to do. I've posted it several times on the Twitter account, so look for that. And the last thing on the list, stand by. The alligator got me. Okay, the last thing I'm going to Antarctica Holiday Serenade. It's the McMurdo Station, posted again on a Twitter site. It's going to be, ready to copy this down, 7995 kilohertz on the 23rd at 2300 UTC. So look for that too. All right. Stand by. Oh, and thank you, Scott. Yes, WRMI. If you go to shortwave radiogram, all one word, in your search engine, you'll find the shortwave radiogram. Dr. Kim Elliott used to be here at VOA, retired, took up this down at down in Florida. He used to use the Greenville transmitter site B here in North Carolina, but now he's transmitting out of Florida, and you should really listen to that. So, all right, stand by. All right, I'm at the end of the list, folks, and it's been an absolutely fantastic net. Thank you all for joining, and for any other information that might be in the section news, please visit the league website for section news for Maryland. The next Ham Fest will be January the 20th, Sunday, the sixth session of Radio Winter Fest at the National Electronic Museum, being hosted by the Mid-Atlantic Antique Radio Club on the 20th of January. And then after that, the 27th, that will be the Mobile Ears. They will have their post-holiday Ham Fest at the Onington Fire Hall on the 27th Sunday of January. And then, of course, we've got Frost Fest coming up on the 2nd. Everyone have an absolutely fantastic holiday. Let me just do one alibi. Is there any stations that have not checked in that would like to do so now? Your call sign, please. All right, nothing heard. Thank you, who on the Hamcation, also in Orlando. Skywarn meeting. Excuse me. Some more things. Thank you guys for putting it down here. Skywarn meeting is the 28th of January, says Kurt. All right, lots on the schedule, lots to do, lots of ham stuff to do, and maybe you'll be very fortunate. Maybe the guy in a big red suit will bring you a nice box to open up and then find something really cool in there. All right, thanks again. Have a great night. 7-3 to all. I wish all of you the very best. This is KB3MXM. This is the Maryland DC EchoLink Net on the third Friday of every month. And have a good night. 7-3 to all.
KB3JQQ.
You can join us on CW.
I have three keys. I don't have enough time. My days are 14 hours. I have a valid excuse.
It's a way of rejuvenating your soul, and CW Forever will take you into your ancient years, still having as much fun as you do now.
Well, my roles and responsibilities have increased exponentially. When you and I get a chance to talk on the phone, I hope that soon, I will share with you where this might be going for me. So it'll be a nice conversation. Good night, everybody. Have a good night. Time for me to grab some grub and get some sleep. And maybe when I wake up tomorrow, well, I don't know. I haven't looked at C-SPAN yet. I don't know what's going on, so I'll say nothing. Good night. Happy holidays. 7-3.
I think the Secretary of Defense post might be open.
That's a good one. I want to be a park ranger in Montana with a four-wheel drive with a view of the woods. I'm working on that. That's my plan, and I'm sticking to it. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Take the park entrance station for Swift Current area along Lake Sherburne. It comes with a view. Thanks to all the BTN guys who joined us tonight. W3YVQ 7-3. Merry Christmas.
K3HU, and I don't think anyone can hear me. That's fine.
Never heard you that time, Hugh.
Well, I don't know what's going on with this thing here. Haven't used it for a while. Just remembered about 20 after 8, there was an 8 o'clock nap. So I tried to check in. Couldn't make it. Marty, watch out for those meteors. They're coming down there. Good to see you the other night. John, I hope that car keep it for a while. Because they're going to... They don't advertise them at all anymore. You know, I was over there today. My daughter had her Prius C serviced. And she ain't going back to that place anymore. Not the one in Bowie, anyway. They're terrible. So, anyways, it's running. But with the all-wheel drive, that should work in the wintertime. That should be nice. But I'll stick with my Chrysler and my little Honda, my little 33, 34, 35 miles to the gallon in the city Honda. Works just fine. And that'll last me a few more years. And then I got my spare truck sitting in the garage, my Tacoma. But the Chrysler is nice and flush. It's a good car to drive. Talk to y'all later. This is Hugh, K3HU. Nice hearing everybody.
And thanks, John, again, sincerely for the continued use of Dash L for the NTS operation. we were going to start calling the evening cycle four nets on there until the prop improved a bit again, but we're not done with winter yet. We might still do that. So that would be 7, 7.45, 9.30, and 10 o'clock should it become necessary, and then the guys move traffic whatever, however they can, ground wave or whatever. 7.30 and thanks.
Seems to work with my mouse. It's not working with the mouse now. Well, it's okay. Okay. Have a good night, everybody. Glad the rain is gone. I was out in that rain last night. It was pretty bad. Day through 8 years.